another thing in the Brookwellis manuscript is a mixture between other between harmonics like this and scratch sounds such as this. Mixing this, which is not a harmonic, but rather a scratched G on the D string. Which you absolutely can't get on a modern instrument with a modern setup. And this is one of the areas that Paganini was definitely interested in keeping his secrets in this manuscript, which he gave, he sent to Jeremy. He ordered Jeremy to destroy it as soon as he'd read it. He all players at the time knew how to play the... That was obvious, and all of them also knew that had been written, double couple harmonics on the third had been written about in Wagnerian treatises for nearly a century before. There was nothing new or nothing secret about that at all. But what he was very concerned and nobody found out was what happened when you got down to the bottom, after you got beyond this harmony, and you want to go down further, and his answer was, this is, which produces the fake effect, which, and even further, that one. Or my favourite, which is a scratch here. This is bottom note. And that is why I feel he kept to the front of the stage, turned away from the musicians, behind me, in front of me on the wall over there is the famous picture of the modern Orpheus, which shows Paganini standing in front of the stage with Lindley, Smart, and Dragonetti, and Mori, almost trying to see around the front of what he was doing, because this was what he didn't want players to find out. And interestingly, none of his contemporaries, whether they are in London, for instance, Eliasson, Mori, Kramer, even Lindley, who imitated him a lot, none of them seemed to work out how this worked. So none of them used that material in their works.